All right, welcome back. Shane Smith back with you live here at Panther Arena here on the campus of Cabot High School in Cabot, Arkansas, here in the semifinals, I do believe, of the boys' division of the pre-holiday classic here at Cabot High School. As it is 41-31, as we get ready to start the fourth quarter, and every time Mountain Home has tried to make a run, they have just not been able to get close. They've gotten the deficit to 9, as Pulaski Academy will have the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. 7:55 to play here in the ball game, 10-point lead. And here's a long three, and it is an air ball by Brogdon. And so Mountain Home holding on to hopes that holding on to hopes that they can cut into this lead. Here's Jones with the basketball. Jones pulls up, shot no good. Fight for the rebound, comes down to Pulaski Academy. 7.5 to play in the ball game. E.J. Anderson with the basketball. A missed opportunity for Mountain Home, as PA is pretty well led wire to wire. Here's Anderson. Anderson to Brogdon, almost lost it. Brogdon tries to post up, and they're going to call, no, they're going to call a foul. Oh, my. They're going to call a foul on Mountain Home. And I believe that's going to go on Peters. Second foul, non-shooting foul. And actually, that should be 1-1 because looking at the board, Mountain Home has 17 fouls, so that should put PA in the 1-1. So Brogdon at the line for a 1-1. And he gets the roll. Brogdon's made some big free throws tonight. 42-31. Second free throw for Brogdon is no good. So 1 out of 2, and the lead is 11 for Pulaski Academy. Here's Benton very quickly into the front court for the Bombers. And now here's Brashears back to Benton for 3. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound. And now the outlet pass. Oh, beautiful steal by Gilbert. Great play by Wyatt Gilbert. And now Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home, and we're going to have a pushing foul on Pulaski Academy. Now, this will be a non-shooting foul. This is a 16 foul on PA. And Logan Miller will pick up the foul. That'll be his second, as Luke Cruz will check into the ballgame. He's got 4 fouls. And Luke has got to be careful. Here's the inbound play. Oh, we're going to have a foul on Pulaski Academy. And Miller has just picked up his 3rd, and that is the 17th foul. So that should, and that will put Mountain Home at the line for a 1-1. And now Talon Benton, the 5'11 senior guard, at the line. These are some big free throws. If Mountain Home wants to have any opportunity in this ball game, they've got to start making these free throws. And Benton makes the first free throw. He's got 3. 42-32. Second free throw is good. 42-33. Merritt Jones back in the ball game. The lead is back down to 9 for Pulaski Academy. 6:45 to play in the ball game. E.J. Anderson will bring the ball very slowly into the front court. Now here's some pressure by Mountain Home. Here's Brogdon. Now to Newby. Newby almost losing the basketball. Here's Anderson. Under 6.5 to play. And now here's Kohler. Bounce pass. Oh, beautiful touch pass. Jones can't save, but it goes out of bounds. And now Mountain Home with an opportunity to cut it to 7, maybe 6. And now Roger Franks is going to call a timeout. And this is going to be a full timeout. Let's take it with them. 42-33 PA with the lead. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
All right, welcome back to Panther Arena here on the campus of Cabot High School in Cabot, Arkansas. Shane Smith back with you live here in the boys' semifinal here in the Cabot Pre-Holiday Classic. And crowd starting to file in. Still got a few games this evening.
Oh.
Of course, we want to remind y'all that the Lady Bombers won earlier this afternoon against the Little Rock Fair. They will take on the BB Lady Badgers tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We'll have that broadcast right here on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home with the basketball, 6:18 to play in the ball game, trailing by 9. Callan Benton with the basketball. Now the bounce pass to Wyatt Gilbert. Gilbert now over to Benton. Benton, and stolen by Anderson. DJ Anderson looks to drive and count the basket by EJ Anderson, and he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. And Wyatt Gilbert picks up the foul. So Anderson at the line, makes the free throw. That's a big three-point play by Pulaski Academy. 6 minutes to play in this ball game, 45-33. Your score, Pulaski Academy leading your Mountain Home Bombers by 12. Here's Benton with the basketball. Now over to Gilbert on the right side. Now to Cruz in the corner. Back to Gilbert. Now in the corner to Peters. He'll take the three. Yes! Colton Peters. His second three, 45-36, and the deficit back to 9. 5.5 to play in this ball game. Here's Kohler, back to Anderson. Anderson thought about it, back to Kohler on the wing. Now to Anderson, top of the key. He'll take a long three, no good. Cruz on the rebound. Here come the Bombers. They've got an opportunity. The pass up ahead, stolen by Kohler. And then Kohler, And PA gets the timeout, and let's see if this is going to be, okay, this is going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it right here. Don't know how in the world he got the timeout, but that saved the turnover. So 45-36 is your score. And every time Mountain Home has made a little bit of a run, PA has answered either with a defensive play or a basket, whether it be the 2 or the 3 point variety. I'm trying to find my brackets here. I thought I had my bracket. I can tell you that if Mountain Home wins this game, they will play Searcy. If they lose, then they will play Little Rock Catholic. So now the team's coming out of the timeout. And PA is down to one timeout, by the way. E.J. Anderson will bring the basketball up into the front court. Now to Kohler, now to Anderson. Now to Brogdon on the right side. Now to Anderson. Now back to Kohler. Still plenty of time in this game, but Mountain Home has got to start making some plays. Anderson now to Kohler. Now back to Anderson. Anderson drives. Oh, shot rejected goes out of bounds. It will stay with Pulaski Academy. And now Logan Miller will check back in for the Bruins. 4:44 to play in the ball game. Here's the inbounds play. Ooh, Miller almost stepped on that sideline. Here's Anderson. 4:33 to play. Anderson. Now to Kohler on the right side. Kohler guarded by Gilbert. Now to Brogdon. Now to Anderson. 4:22 to play. Now back over to Newby. Now to Brogdon on the right side, guarded by Cruz. And now to the inside, Miller, shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Talon Benton of Mountain Home. Here come the Bombers into the front court. They've got to go on a run. Here's Peters. Now to Benton. Oh, stolen by Pulaski Academy. Another great defensive play by PA. Anderson. And Anderson's going to be fouled from behind. Let's see who the foul is going to be on for Mountain Home. Coden Peters will pick up his third foul. And now we're going to have a timeout. And this will be a full timeout. Let's take it with them. 45-36 PA with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
All right, welcome back. Shane Smith back with you live here at Panther Arena here at the Cabot Pre-Holiday Classic as it is 45-36. And every time Mountain Home has made a run here in the second half, PA has come up with a defensive play, and time is running out for the Bombers as they are trying to stay in the winner's side of the bracket. So this will be a 1-1. This is the final 1-1 for Pulaski Academy as they'll be having two shots from here on out. Or no, this is a two-shot. Oh, it was a 1-1. And Anderson got the rebound. The Mountain Home players did not realize it was a 1-1. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. So, PA with the basketball. Here's the pass, and now here's a steal by Gilbert. And now Gilbert is going to be fouled, and he'll go to the line. This will be a 1-1. And Logan Miller has picked up his fourth foul. And now this will be a 1-1 for the Bombers. Wyatt Gilbert at the line. And, folks, these are some really, really big free throws. First free throw is good by Gilbert. Gilbert has had an excellent ball game today. I've got him down with 11, 45-37. The lead is 8. The lead is 7. Gilbert with the free throw makes it 45-38. 3:28 to play in the ball game. E.J. Anderson will bring the ball very slowly into the front court for the Pulaski Academy Bruins. Here's Brogdon. Brogdon picked up his dribble. Now gets it to Anderson. And we're going to have a foul on Mountain Home. And Luke Cruz. E.J. Anderson at the line for two shots. I guess that's Cruz's fourth. First free throw by Anderson, rattles in. 46-38, 3:14 to play. Second free throw by Anderson is no good. So Anderson, one out of two at the line. It's an 8-point lead. Wyatt Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. And E.J. Anderson with the steal. Anderson, he'll drive, and he is fouled on the shot attempt. And another big defensive play. And Cruz now has picked up his fifth foul. And Cruz will foul out of the game. And a tough break. And now this is a two-shot foul by E.J. Anderson. First free throw is good. 47-38. 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Second free throw is no good. And the rebound comes down. Oh, and Mountain Home will turn it over in the backcourt. Jones took steps and a tough break. And that's kind of been the story of the day for the Mountain Home Bombers. 2:57 to play in the ball game. And Keller for three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Gilbert. Mountain Home hanging around. Gilbert, drive, floater. Yes! Wyatt Gilbert with 14. And now Mountain Home will call a timeout with 2:47 to play in the ball game. This will be a 30-second timeout, so let's keep it right here. 30-second timeout. Mountain Home hanging around. Barely hanging around. So 2:47 to play. That was Coach Fulcher calling the timeout. A note to my board op, if you'll let me know at some point, maybe in the next commercial when we're off air, normally what do we do in postgame? I'll let him tell me. We'll try to give you some stats. So 2:47 to play. In the ball game, here's the inbounds play. It is a 7-point lead for the Pulaski Academy Bruins. E.J. Anderson, now to Brogdon, back to Anderson. Now to Kohler. And P.A. is going to try to play keep away now. 2:22 to play. Here's Anderson, gets the pass. And Anderson, shifty ball handling skills, and Kohler almost losing the basketball. We're nearing the two-minute mark. Oh, and that's a kicked basketball. Otherwise, that would have been Mountain Home ball. 2:02 to play in the ball game. 47-40. E.J. Anderson will inbound. Here's the inbound to Newby, and we're going to have a foul. And that foul is on Hunter Brashears. And that's his third. And now this is a two-shot foul. Griffin Newby at the line for two shots. First free throw is good. PA has been to the line an awful lot this evening. Second free throw for Newby to make this a 9-point ball game. And it is good. 49-40. Here's Benton. Benton outside. Here's a three by Peters. Air ball, and the rebound comes down to Pulaski Academy. And Anderson, the dunk attempt, no good. Here's a steal by Benton. Benton, he'll drive, lays it up. Yes, counts the basket in the foul. Great play by Talon Benton. He'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. And let's see who the foul is on for PA. Alex Brogdon with his third foul. And now this is a big free throw because this can cut it to a two-possession ball game. 1:35 to play in the ball game. The free throw, no good. And we're going to have a foul on Mountain Home. Colton Peters picks up the foul. And this will be a two-shot foul. And that's a tough break for Mountain Home. Fouls now starting to mount up for the Bombers. 1:34 to play. So Brogdon at the line, missed the first free throw. I'm sorry, that's Newby. So Matt Jones checking back in. So 49-42. 1:34 to play. This may be a free throw shooting contest. Second free throw by Newby is good. So he does make one out of two. This is an 8-point ball game at 50-44. Here's Benton into the front court. Benton outside for Shears. Jumper in and out, no good. Rebound and the whip around to Jones. And let's see, I think it'll stay with Mountain Home. 1:21 to play in the ball game. Here's the inbounds play. Here's a back. Here's a three. No good. Oh, and the tip in. And Matt Jones with the tip in. We're going to have a timeout, Mountain Home. And let's see, this is going to be a full timeout. Let's take it with them. We'll be right back with the exciting 1:15. You're listening to Mountain Home Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with the planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
All right, welcome back to Panther Arena here on the campus of Cabot High School as Matt Jones gets a tip in off of the missed three-point basket, and it is 50-44. Mountain Home just hanging around, folks. I'll tell you what, they've had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, and they have managed to hang around, but with 1:15 to play, You wonder if there's enough time for the Bombers to try to do something. So Alex Brogdon will inbound the basketball to E.J. Anderson. Anderson back to Brogdon. Now to Newby, now to Anderson. Ooh, ball poked away, but to a PA player. And now Pulaski Academy playing keep away, and now Benton has to foul. So Benton only picks up his first foul. So E.J. Anderson at the line, and these are going to be some big free throws for Pulaski Academy. First free throw is good. Anderson's had a nice ball game. He's got 15. Fifty-six point one seconds to play in the ball game. Second free throw by Anderson is good. 16 for E.J. Anderson, 52-44, 54 seconds to play in the ball game. Here's Benton. Benton spots up for three, shot no good. Rebound comes down to Pulaski Academy's Alex Brogdon, and that may do it. And now we're going to have a foul. And Colton Peters has just fouled out of the ball game. He is the second Bomber to foul out, as Baylor Cresselius will check in. 41 seconds remaining in the ball game. Looks like it'll be Pulaski Academy against Searcy. Coach Frank's going up against his old school. First free throw is good by Anderson. And I apologize, I have misplaced my bracket that showed who is playing when. And the second free throw is good by E.J. Anderson. Here's Benton, and they're going to call a blocking foul. And Logan Miller has just fouled out of the ball game. So 36.4 seconds to play, and basically it's just make your free throws, and that's all she wrote. Leyland Macon will check in for Pulaski Academy. The first free throw good by Benton. 54-45, so it's going to be Mountain Home and Little Rock Catholic. Second free throw is good by Benton. 54-46. Here's the inbounds play, and PA will have to burn a timeout, and that's their final timeout. Let's see if this is a 30 or a full. And this is going to be a... It is a full timeout. Let's take it with them. 54-46. PA with the lead. You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Want a great team player to help with your holiday shopping? Get to the Locker Room on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home. They have great sales running through Christmas, so Santa can really save. Get up to 40% off Under Armour and Nike clothing and socks. All footwear is 20 to 50% off. And get 20% off school spirit apparel, including all bomber gear. Take 20% off all hats, backpacks, and duffel bags. And save 10% on all baseball and softball equipment. It's only at the Locker Room, Highway 62 east of Mountain Home.
All right, welcome back. Shane Smith back with you as we're nearing the end of this one here in Cabot, here in the pre-holiday classic. Looks like Pulaski Academy is going to hold on to win this one. Seconds to play, and both teams are out of timeout. So here's the inbounds play, and now a foul in the backcourt. Hunter Brashears will pick up the foul, and that'll be his fourth foul. A lot of fouls in this one, folks. And at the line for PA, Grayson Kohler for two shots. Missing the first free throw. 35.2 seconds to play. Second free throw is no good. So there's still a faint glimmer of hope. Here's Wyatt. And here's a steal. Wyatt Gilbert trying to put up the shot, and it was blocked. So Brashears will pick up the foul. So 25.4 seconds to play. First free throw good by Anderson. He has had a heck of a ball game tonight. 19 points. And he's just a junior. Second free throw by Anderson is good. 20 for E.J. Anderson. So 56-46, 25.4 seconds to play. Here's Benton. Now to Gilbert. Now Benton takes a long three. No good. Fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. 13.7 seconds to play in the ball game. So it will be Mountain Home and Little Rock Catholic. And, of course, we'll have that one. Layup no good by Jones. And the rebound, we're going to have a foul with 7.4 seconds to play. And so Brashears has just fouled out of the ball game. So Alex Brogdon at the line for two shots. First free throw is no good. Second free throw is good. 57-46. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Benton, the three. In and out, no good. Brogdon on the rebound. And this one is over. Your final score, the Pulaski Academy Bruins, 57. And the Mountain Home Bombers, 46. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have some stats as we wrap this one up. So y'all stay tuned for a very short postgame show. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Arvest Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal Housing Lender.